We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Figgy, let's hit him big time.
Uh-oh.
Guess what?
Houston, let's get in the loop.
Y'all have great pulse of the city, and I really love listening to your show.
With John Lopez and Landry Locker, you're in the loop on Houston's Sports Leader.
I love Houston. I love the stadium. I love the fans. I just love the atmosphere.
Sports Radio 610.
Really, JJ? Really, JJ? Really?
Yeah, really.
J.J. Watts.
Yeah.
Say it ain't so.
He's a Cardinal. I thought we covered this.
In the words of Whitney Houston, pour one out for one of the best voices of all time. I'll always love you, but Blake Shelton and Frank Caliendo are part of the pitch
that
made you shock the entire football world and pick the Arizona Cardinals. Blake Shelton and Frank Caliendo were part of the pitch.
Well, now you're going to get me going right off the bat here, right? Blake Shelton and Frank Caliendo, when he said that, the first thing I thought of is if I was being recruited by Blake Shelton and Frank Caliendo, I would sign somewhere else. I would. Like you, these are the guys you brought out to woo me to Arizona, to the desert. These are the guys.
To quote the coach in Major League, when he saw a wild thing Rick Vaughn walk out of the car with no sleeves on and a messed up haircut for spring training, this is exactly what I would say if I were J.J. Watt and I were looking for my next football destination after a decade of service in Houston. And Blake Shelton walked out to tell me where I should play football.
Look at this f***ing guy.
Look at this effing guy.
Look at this effing guy.
JJ, say it ain't so.
Blake Shelton, let's start with him, all right?
He's a very successful guy. I think he has some pretty good music.
He's a good old country boy.
But he doesn't need to be pitching you on anything.
He's a good old country boy. He's a good producer. He's on The Voice. I prefer Christina Aguilera when she's on The Voice for obvious reasons, but he's a good old country boy. But Blake Shelton, that's the guy?
If you go out to eat with Blake Shelton, here's a little taste of what you're going to get from old Blake Shelton, who apparently helped pitch J.J. Watt to Arizona.
I'm not afraid, you know, to be myself and to say what I'm thinking. I'm not afraid to make an ass of myself, you know what I mean? I feel like if I'm a country artist, my job is to lay my heart and soul on the line, and my heart and soul is, you know, being a redneck and drinking and being stupid, you know? That's what I do.
Do you think you're ever going to get serious and stay political? Are you ever going to back a political candidate?
I don't think I'm ever going to get serious. I'm never going to be political or anything that's going to get me in more trouble than being wasted all the time already gets me in.
You're not getting sick of tweeting, I am so drunk right now?
You know what? Look at me. You look at me. I drink alcohol, and I always will until I die. And I don't care if you like it or not.
Now, I think I did have to be reminded yesterday, and I actually think this could be a good thing for Arizona. We're obviously having some fun with J.J. Watt. He had some interesting things to say, as well as a message for Deshaun Watson, so keep it locked. We got you covered. Also going to have a J.J. Watt Farewell Friday, where we're going to be giving away an autographed football per show. We'll give you the details throughout the show, but this Friday during In the Loop, times you need to know. Between 11:45 and noon, we're going to give you the code, and then 12:45 and 1, you're going to win a football from a future Hall of Famer in J.J. Watts. We've seen J.J. Watts kind of, and it's not his fault, but as his body has kind of aged and as he's been less productive as a player, which is really saying, it's not saying too much because we're talking about a three-time defensive player of the year, but we've kind of seen his mind grow. We've seen him mature as a person, and that's one of the things that you enjoy when you watch an athlete.
Absolutely.
Locally, is you just see the maturation and you see them grow and develop, and we saw that from J.J. Watt. Regardless of how you feel about him, and we all love J.J. here, he was a little bit toolish early on. The selfies, all the extra stuff, and
it's what
seems
he is.
Like, but it seems like it went away for a little bit here in Houston, and I don't know if it's because. As much he's obviously grown as a person, but I think his spirit was being crushed by the way things were being orchestrated here.
Yes,
but it seems like the same guy who once upon a time on Hard Knocks sang a little bit of Fort Minor. It seems like the meat-headed JJ is back a little bit now. Does that mean that he turns back the clock and they see a resemblance of what JJ was when he was the best player in franchise history? Maybe so, but this guy that we remember from Hard Knocks that sang Fort Minor while drinking his Gatorade and flipping tires 86 times at 3 a.m. while a crowded practice field waited to get his autograph, this guy kind of reappeared yesterday in Arizona.
Uh-oh. First, I got my Gatorade, so I'm good.
Okay, flip the tires, baby.
Second, let's go.
Pleasure, 50% pain. This guy's back. Now, I don't know if the play's back, but the meat-headed JJ is back. Let me just give you the best meat-headed moments.
Mm-hmm.
The Chris Farley, do you know where the weight room moments are from JJ Watt's press conference yesterday in Arizona. Here's just a little taste of the JJ we once loved. Kind of re-emerging out there in the deserts.
There's been so much talk, excitement in the valley about this, but also talk about how much gas you have left in the tank. So let's ask, how much gas do you feel like you have left in the tank?
A lot. A whole lot.
Adding you to this mix, how do you think you help this team become a contender? You know, they're one game basically away from the playoffs last year. What do you think you can add to this defense, and how do you think that helps?
Yeah, I mean, first and foremost is play on the field. I mean, it's tackles for loss, it's sacks, it's batted balls, it's going out there and making plays, changing the game, helping swing momentum, it's taking blockers off of other guys. Whatever I need to do from a playing standpoint, it's that. It's dominating. This isn't like a...
Dominating, baby.
It's dominating. That's what I'll say.
Two times.
Your body of work, your numbers speak for themselves. You've been one of the premier defensive players in the league for quite some time. We have a guy here in Chandler Jones that's kind of been doing the same thing. When you think of you two guys on the same side of the football and then the problems you guys can cause for opposing offenses.
I'm glad I don't have to deal with the headache of blocking that.
Ooh.
That's what goes through my mind.
Where do you expect to line up on a regular basis?
I'll line up wherever I have to. Wherever they want me to line up, I'm very comfortable playing any position all the way up and down the line.
How far do you think this team is away from
a deep playoff? Get the bell ready, Figgy. Get the bell ready.
How far away? I mean, a few months. You got to get to the season before you can get to the playoffs, right? So I'm just looking forward to getting out there on the field and getting to work.
He's back. He's back. I'm calling 12 and a half sacks at least.
That's a good number.
12 and a half sacks at least.
That's a real good number.
12 and a half.
Mm-hmm.
You hear that guy? I haven't heard that guy in a couple years.
That's JJ, man. That's JJ.
That's old JJ, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
Now, if you really want to hear old JJ, this might make you cringe a little bit. Do you want to hear this? I didn't warn you about this before the show.
Hit me.
But the old JJ, the selfie taker, the Fort Minor singer, the tire flipper, the let's stay after practice for an hour and make sure the camera crew's there, JJ, he's back. You saw how he announced his arrival in Arizona, right?
Yeah.
Doing a squat with the Arizona Cardinals
with that
shirts.
Real grim face, that yep. little you know, mean
face. Do you think
he
was actually doing a rep there, or was that just for the camera?
Oh, he did a rep. Hey, if you have a chance to do a rep, do a rep.
Okay. Wow, now you're sounding like him, too. Wow. Listen to JJ talk about how much effort, and he's back, people. He is back. We don't know if he's going to be Defensive Player of the Year or anything, but JJ is back. His spirit is back. The glow is there.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to him talk about everything that went into making that announcement on Instagram and Twitter while he was doing a squat wearing a Cardinals t-shirt. If you didn't think Extra JJ was ever going to come back, good.
How did he get the t-shirt?
Glad you asked.
At what point did you decide that you wanted to break the news yourself on social media? And it's kind of jarring sitting here and seeing you in a Cardinals shirt. What's it like to look down and see that logo?
Yeah, it's, you know, the whole process, like I said earlier, we kept it very quiet on our side. Everything from who was involved to what was involved to everything. You know, there's a lot of rumors and reports and everything. But for us on our end, it was just funny to sit back and kind of watch it all play out because we knew who was actually in it, how it all goes and everything. And we were just sitting there and staying quiet the whole time. And then at the very end, when I decided that Arizona was the place. We realized how quiet it had truly been on that front. And I said, I think I'm going to announce this one on my own. Take control of your own narrative as a player. And so I had actually a few, this is kind of funny. It's kind of stupid too, but whatever. A few days earlier, we had known like kind of the final, you know, four or five teams. We had an idea of who the final four or five teams were. So I had shirts for each team ordered just in case, you know, the situation arose. We were trying to keep this so quiet that I didn't trust whoever at the packaging facility would not see my name on the package and put two and two together. And so I had my brother's high school friend use his credit card and his address, and he shipped the shirts to his house. And then he brought them over to my house so that we could make this all happen. So shout out to Doug and Joe for making this happen. I appreciate you guys. They're the true brains behind the shirt that I wore for the workout.
Doug and Joe, man, they were working underground for JJ Watt. That's a lot. That's going the extra mile there for JJ. But you know what? It's not a surprise. I mean, that's the way JJ operated. Keep in mind, JJ going to this new city is doing the exact same thing that he did when he arrived here. You know, he immediately started kind of ingratiating himself with the community and doing things for people
in
that community.
You've seen his Twitter now.
Oh, yeah.
He's trying to recruit Carl Anthony Towns, all that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's what he does. It's what JJ does.
It's good. It's good to hear him, man, because as much as, you know, that's gone away, it's good to see that JJ is at least acting like his younger self, because
he's got the fire back.
He doesn't have much time left to play football, and he seems to be enjoying himself. Mm-hmm. So congrats to JJ. We'll hear more from JJ at 10:40. He had some interesting things to say about DeAndre Hopkins, a message for Deshaun Watson, lots of stuff. Podium critic version of JJ Watt's presser coming up at 10:40. During the press conference, though,
mm-hmm.
another calculated leak by the Houston Texans during JJ's moment. David Johnson is coming back. Is it really that big of a deal? Get your popcorn ready. I don't think it's as bad as many do, but I think the guy across from me disagrees. The David Johnson era continues. We'll talk about it next.
What can we help you save, Enron?
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, as J.J. Watt was getting introduced to the Arizona media types, a report came out.
Interesting timing.
It was very similar to last week when Deshaun Watson tweeted about loyalty, and then the report came out that Deshaun Watson had met with David Coley and wanted out of Houston. As J.J. was up there,
You could hear the music. You could hear the Jack Easterby music play. It was almost like perfect timing. Boom. JJ introduced. Music.
Would you want to know their name?
The news broke that David Johnson would be returning to the Houston Texans. A renegotiated contract. David Johnson not going to make what he made last year, which was nearly $10 million.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, David Johnson will make $4.5 million guaranteed, up to $6 million, which had a lot of people going nuts. What was your reaction when you heard this news? Because I did not get as fired up as a lot of people did when I heard the news that David Johnson was going to be back. And I'll lay out my case, but I want to hear what you thought about David Johnson coming back at $4.5 million. And before we do, let's make it very clear.
Mm-hmm.
There is a snowball effect of how bad the DeAndre Hopkins-David Johnson trade was.
Exactly.
Because when the Texans took back that contract last year, not only did they have to pay David Johnson nearly $10 million in 2020, shortly after the trade, he received a roster bonus of $2.1 million for 2021. Mm-hmm. So even if the Texans had cut David Johnson, it wasn't just a clean break. They would have still owed him $2.1 million. So keep that in mind when you think about this. They didn't just say, here's $4.5 million. They were going to give him $2.1 million.
To walk away.
Regardless, whether he was on the team or not.
Yeah.
Your thoughts on David Johnson being back?
I wasn't upset about it, but what I did feel was, oh, this is just perfect. This is just perfect. He got basically a little more than $2 million to not get cut because he was going to get 2.1, as you mentioned out, if they cut him. They were going to save money on the cap. They reduced the cap, and he got an extra 2.5 or thereabouts guaranteed. My thought is this. The reason I said, oh, perfect, David Johnson is the perfect running back for a completely rebuilding team. Aging, hasn't played a full season since 2016, 30 years old, has not been good. I mean, I don't think anybody can dispute that. He had one 100-rushing-yard game last year, and he's being paid as the 10th highest-paid running back in the NFL. He's getting paid right behind Saquon Barkley and Austin Eckler and as much as Kareem Hunt in terms of his salary for this coming season. David Johnson and Kareem Hunt are getting paid $6 million against the books. That's ridiculous, but it's perfect for this team. They're in total rebuild mode. This is Roger Dorn, man. I mean, this is major league playing third base. Don't get dirty. Don't die for those loose balls. Go ahead and cash your money and move on. So I'm not mad. I'm just saying if you're watching this team and you think there's even a sliver of chance that they're trying to win right now, they're not, and David Johnson is the poster child for that.
Now, I want to make it clear. The bottom line is, yes, that's the money he's getting. He's getting Kareem Hunt money. But he was going to get the two regardless. Mm-hmm. So I don't look at this as Nick Caserio looked at David Johnson and thought, this guy's worth, you know, $4.5 million. I think he looked at it as, we're going to take this hit anyways, and if I cut him, I'm going to have to sign a running back. And let's be honest, chances are there's some running backs that wouldn't even want to be here.
Mm-hmm.
You have a guy who
does
want to be here,
yeah.
So you have that. This is not a Caserio thing. This is as much of a Bill O'Brien thing as it is anything. And I can understand. I can understand the opposite line of thinking when it comes to not wanting David Johnson here. First of all, I'm tired of looking at him. I really am. I told you last year I was tired of looking at David Johnson. He's a reminder of the DeAndre Hopkins trade.
Mm-hmm.
Quite frankly, he stinks.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm tired of looking at him. Nick Caserio wasn't here when that trade was made. Nick Caserio is just trying to fill the roster. Nick Caserio knows that if he cuts David Johnson and he wants to bring in a running back to be in the rotation, chances are he's going to have to pay a couple $1 million. If he wants to get someone even like in the tier of the David Johnson, the pushing 30, has had some good years, but his best years are behind him. He knows that he's probably going to have to do that. So he's really looking at it as, okay, I'm going to give him $2.4 million. We'll see what happens, and we'll keep it going, but I was going to lose $2 million regardless. So from a football perspective, I don't hate this move, But I 100% understand, A, not wanting to look at David Johnson, and B, I can even understand, if you can give me specific names, guys who you think would be worth more than David Johnson. But keep this in mind. You can't look at Todd Gurley and say he's making $5 million next year, because that $5 million, if Todd Gurley wanted that with the Texans, they would really be paying $7 million at the position, because mm-hmm. they're already paying David Johnson too.
Right.
That's just another example of the foolishness of Jack Easterby and Bill O'Brien. That's just another example of that, in that the next running back you were bringing in, no matter what, no matter who it was, no matter what you did, you were throwing an extra $2 million at that position regardless, and that was the situation. So I don't have a problem with this from a football perspective, but from an optics perspective, I can 100% understand why a Texans fan would say, I don't want to look at David Johnson, he annoys me, so on and so forth. But I think we can both agree here, even with all this said, John, if they could have cut David Johnson and they wouldn't have had to pay him a dime, and let's say that it was just a clean break and you get out of that contract, I don't think they're bringing him back for $4.5 million. I think they might look elsewhere, correct?
Correct, absolutely correct. And the other part about paying him as much as Kareem Hunt is making, tied for the 10th most in the NFL, he's your starting every down back. David Johnson is your starter. We don't know a lot about the 2021 season. We don't even know the quarterback. We don't know much at all in terms of the roster. We do know David Johnson is your starting running back, and he's your every down guy. And is that a bad thing? Yes. But it's, as I said, it's perfect. Now we know that this is total rebuild. He's a bridge, just like David Culley is a bridge as the head coach. I'm not mad about it. I think people should just recognize what it is. And, oh, by the way, if you do want to get a little upset about something, I don't think this is going to really matter too much for most people. But you know how I always say, they keep saying they want Deshaun Watson. They keep saying they want Deshaun Watson. And I always say, watch what they do, not what they say. What they say is that. What they do is pushing Deshaun Watson out the door. Deshaun Watson, I mean, if you're going to give him some truth serum here, you don't want David Johnson behind him. David Johnson's not good. You don't want him.
Basically, Nick Caserio came in. They gave Nick Caserio a credit card. They gave Nick Caserio a credit card. Let's say they gave him a credit card and they said, all right, the total amount on this credit card is $4.5 million.
Mm-hmm.
However, there's already a balance of $2.1 million there.
Exactly.
So go ahead and take this credit card and find you a running back. And Nick Caserio decided that rather than saying goodbye, David Johnson, and still having that 2.1 balance, someone who's already been here, he decided to keep him around. And that's where we are. We're going to have to watch number 31 tote the rock again. It's going to be interesting. Quite honestly, I almost just want to hand him the ball 25 times and sit back and
watch. How about 30?
How about 40? How about Earl Campbell days? I want him to earn this money. I want 35, 40 carries a game, assuming that Deshaun Watson's not here and you're rebuilding. Mm-hmm. Just give David Johnson the rock and sit back and watch.
I'll tell you what, the guy I feel best for here is David Johnson. Guy's going to make $4.5 million.
He would have made $2 million just to go home.
Yeah, but now he's making an extra $2.5 million for being bad at his job.
Shout out to
B.O.B. I'm happy for him.
Shout out to B.O.B.
Yeah.
Shout out to him. Weird time to put that news out, though. Really weird. I don't know.
Is it weird, really?
Not really.
Yeah.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig. J.J. Watts meets with the Arizona media types for the first time. We're going to hear the best of J.J.'s presser. We're going to start, pause, and react. And we're going to hear what he has to say about his past and what he has to say about his future next.
We're making the stories from outside the loop matter to you. This is Localize It, presented by Westside Lexus. You're in the loop on Houston's sports leader. Sports Radio 610.
J.J. Watt, introduced to the Arizona media types yesterday, had some interesting stuff to say. Let's get out the pen. Let's start being podium critics.
Let's break this sucker down. This is your strength, but I want in.
Here on Sports Radio 610. And by the way, speaking of J.J. Watt, J.J.'s off to Arizona, and as part of the grieving slash celebration of J.J. Watt. We're giving stuff away. We have three autographed J.J. Watt footballs up for grabs on Friday during our J.J. Watt Farewell Friday. That's Friday. During In the Loop, you got to be listening between 11:45 and noon. We'll give you a J.J. code word. Then between 12:45 and 1, we'll give you the cue to call. Be the fifth caller with the correct code, and you'll win a J.J. Watt's autograph football. Those are the times you need to be listening within our show on J.J. Watt Farewell Friday, giving away autographed J.J. Watt footballs throughout the day exclusively from Houston Sports Leader Sports Radio 610. And I'm not going to lie, sometimes when we give away autographed footballs, I know I shouldn't say this because the boss is there. I mean, who wants a Brennan Scarlett autographed football, if we're being honest?
Mrs. Scarlett would be the only one.
I mean, come on.
Look, man, this is J.J.
Watt. This is a real football.
Figures. Remember the Honey Badger football y'all had at the...
The guy punted it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's still a good one.
Punted it into the lake.
Yeah.
That was one of our greatest moments, for those who don't remember.
Shortly before 24-0.
We had a Tyron football we had to give away at an mm-hmm. event. It was on Lake Conroe.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't want a Tyron Matthew football because the Texans were playing him that week.
And he was a little bit petty.
Yeah, he was.
In our direction.
You think?
In our direction.
And so I
and
put
admitted
down the,
as much.
I put down the challenge. We're going to give away this football. You can keep it. Do what you want with it. But you can also punt it into the lake.
Loophole did it. And then some lady that was a Chiefs fan jumped in the lake and swam and got it.
She got it. I wonder how that football is holding up.
Good times.
So in the words of Eminem, we're cleaning out our closet.
Cleaning out our closet. Speaking of that.
Yeah, and you win because you get a J.J. Watt. We're giving away J.J. Watt footballs. I mean, that's valuable.
Speaking of cleaning out our closet.
Mm-hmm.
I miss like Eminem. How you mentioned that.
I love Eminem.
Yeah, I liked him better blonde. But you know that Jack Easterby's kind of gotten caught lying about his resume a lot?
Get out.
He's also done it musically.
Really?
Yeah, we'll get to the bottom of this tomorrow because I know that he said he was basically like the assistant to the GM in Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm. He's Dwight Schrute.
And he was basically not even Dwight, I don't think.
Yeah.
But that's kind of changed. He said he won a Grammy with Eminem when he was talking to some of the athletes over there.
He did not.
That's what he said. He even popped the tape in for him.
You are lying.
Daddy, you as can be.
I'm so sorry, Mom.
I never meant to hurt you. I never meant to make you cry. But tonight, I'm cleaning out my closet. One more time.
I'm so sorry, Mom.
I never meant to hurt you. I never meant to make you cry, but tonight I'm cleaning out my closet.
I'm so sorry, Mom.
Yeah, told you.
Wow.
Yeah, he's in there. He had a jam with 50 Cent, too. He had a jam with 50 Cent. Dude, he was in that Shady Aftermath like crazy.
Wow.
You want to hear him with 50 Cent?
Well, of course.
It was a little Jack Easterby with 50 Cent. Didn't think we were going this way. I was going to save this for tomorrow. Just a little lab work for you. But there's Jack Easterby with Eminem. Here's Jack Easterby with 50 Cent.
What's up, kid?
What up, gangsta? What up, cuz? What up, kid?
Let's do tomorrow's show today. Let's do tomorrow's show today. Let's scrap everything in this. So you hear this?
All right.
I guess we got to do today's show. But that's a good tease.
Got a song with Drake, too.
That's what they call a horizontal tease.
Got a song with the Rolling Stones, mm-hmm. too.
If you know anything about radio, that's a horizontal tease.
We'll do that tomorrow. Let's do it in the let's do it 10:40. Why not?
Yeah.
Jack Easterby, he's a stud. Let's hear from J.J. Watt in Arizona. This was his introduction to the Arizona media types. You'll hear a familiar voice as well. If you know anything about Houston media, you know the guy who's going to meet you at the airports. And you know damn well he's going to find his way in the Arizona Cardinals Zoom. Here was J.J. being introduced to the Arizona media types yesterday.
Everybody has just been so welcoming and energized. I've met a lot of the players in the building already, a lot of the staff in the building. And I'm looking forward to meeting everybody out in the city and getting to know people here. I just want everybody to know how excited I am and how fired up I am to be here and how motivated I am to help take this team to the next level.
Just curious with, I assume, a handful of potential suitors, what made Arizona a desirable landing spot for you?
The longer I looked at it, the more it just signs kept pointing back down here. I've always said in this league, you have to have a quarterback to have a chance, and there's a young, extremely talented quarterback here who can do big things and is going from year two to year three and can take an even bigger jump to continue to grow and progress and be even better. Then you've got, you've got DeAndre Hopkins, who's one of the best wide receivers in the league. I'm obviously very familiar with. You've got a defensive scheme and that's led by Vance Joseph, who I was with my first 3 years down in Houston when under Wade Phillips. And Vance runs a similar scheme to Wade, which is a scheme I'm very familiar with and very comfortable with and excited to play in. You've got guys like Chandler Jones and Buda Baker and guys all over that defense that are really young, excited guys, ready to get after, ready to fly around and make some plays. So I'm just very excited to be here, and I'm also not going to lie to you. It doesn't hurt when it's 65 degrees and sunny outside when I woke up this morning, so it's pretty nice.
There's been so much talk, excitement in the Valley about this, but also talk about how much gas you have left in the tank. So I'll just ask, how much gas do you feel like you have left in the tank?
A lot. A whole lot.
Adding you to this mix, how do you think you help this team become a contender? You know, they're one game basically away from the playoffs last year. What do you think you can add to this defense, and how do you think that helps?
Yeah, I mean, first and foremost is play on the field. I mean, it's tackles for loss, it's sacks, it's batted balls, it's going out there and making plays, changing the game, helping swing momentum, it's taking blockers off of other guys. Whatever I need to do from a playing standpoint, it's that. It's dominating. It's dominating. That's what I'll say. And then from a leadership standpoint, I'm coming in here to try and help teach these young guys, to help show them, to help show them the way, to help be an example for them to follow in terms of work, but also to cultivate the work they're already doing. I mean, I was in the weight room this morning, and there's a big group of guys in there lifting and wanting to get better and wanting to grow. I'm here to just help that. And if they have questions, if they want to learn anything, if there's anything that I can do to help lead them and take them to that next level, that's what I'm here to do. But make no mistake, I'm also here to go dominate on the field and help us win games.
Your body of work, your numbers speak for themselves. You've been one of the premier defensive players in the league for quite some time. We have a guy here in Chandler Jones that's kind of been doing the same thing. When you think of you two guys on the same side of the football and then the problems you guys can cause for opposing offenses.
I'm glad I don't have to deal with the headache of blocking that. That's what goes through my mind. That's one of the most fun parts of the game is when you have guys that love the game and that love studying the film and that love being on the practice field and that love putting in the work. When you have a full team of guys like that who just have a passion for winning and have a drive for wanting to be great, that's when football is just the best. Because then you feed off of each other and everybody's asking questions and it's how can we get better? What did you see here? How can you do this? And there's nothing better than that feeling, and that's how everybody around you gets better.
I'm curious what the pitch was from the Cardinals when they first started talking to you. How much, when they were talking to you, how much did that encompass? How much did the leadership part of it did they bring up? What was that like?
Yeah, I mean, I give them credit. They attacked from all angles. I think Steve and Michael and everybody did a great job of, there were players, there were coaches, there were non-football people whatsoever that reached out and were in my ear and trying to convince me to come down here and telling me all the great things about it. And not only on the field, but sending me pictures of Paradise Valley and everything off the field as well. So the recruiting pitch was strong and heavy, but at the end of the day, I just tell my wife, all signs just kind of kept pointing back down here to Arizona. And in my short time here on the ground, I can tell you that I'm absolutely pleased and couldn't be happier with my decision.
Hey, JJ, Kevin from ArizonaSports.com. Welcome. Kind of going off that, just in the process of free agency, that's probably new for you. What was it like just having all those people reaching out, Chandler and your DM, stuff like that? And did you learn anything about yourself or your priorities as just a professional?
Yeah, it's a wild process. As a fan of sports in general, I was excited to go through it just to see what free agency is like. I think as a player and also just as a fan, you kind of always wonder, what's that actually like for the player? What's it like when your agents are calling you? What's it like when teams are calling and offering? Or you have fan bases on social media and you have news reports and fake news reports and real news reports and all just there's so many different things that go into it. And then you start to consider all the different situations and all the different things that go into a decision. And so many different factors go into a decision on where you're going to play and where you're going to live. And it's a fascinating process. And it was really cool to go through for me to see what it's like. And I'm very happy that it ended with a place that I'm extremely excited to be.
I was just on a call with Chris Paul, so I was wondering if you could talk about your relationship with him a little bit. And he said that he was just talking to Devin Booker about you signing with the Cardinals, and they were talking about how much just good energy is in the Valley right now. Did you at any point kind of get the sense that there's just a vibe right now within the sports world here in Phoenix, and it's just a good place to be overall?
I've definitely gotten that vibe in the last 24 hours, I can tell you that for sure. It's been the energy is palpable. You can feel it. There's definitely an excitement. There's an energy in the air, and I'm very excited to be a part of that, and I'm excited to cultivate and help it grow and help that energy only get bigger. But, I mean, Chris is – he's an incredible guy. He's an incredible person. He's an incredible player, a father. He just the way he handles himself and the way he goes about his business, he's a guy I have so much respect for, and I think everybody around the league and everybody – around the world has respect for Chris and the way he does things. So I'm very excited to be back in the same area as him and his book and all those guys. And if there isn't enough energy in the Valley already, we're going to try and turn it up even a few more notches.
You knew dang well that he was going to go Chris Paul there, and it's just going to be pander central. Mark Berman's about to jump on.
Well, just real quick, because on that first chunk right there, how long – you may want to mark this, Figgy. I had a revelation. You know how he just ingratiates himself into the community, right? And he's talking about Arizona and all that stuff. How long until he instas and tweets out a picture of himself running like on Camelback Mountain or something?
Tomorrow.
Right?
Tomorrow.
Right?
For sure. There's going to be sunset, all that. Beautiful Arizona sunset.
Yeah.
Coming soon, as you were, JJ.
Where do you expect to line up on a regular basis?
I'll line up wherever I have to. Wherever they want me to line up, I'm very comfortable playing any position all the way up and down the line. And I'm sure I'll move around a lot just like I have in the past. So whatever Vance and the coaches feel like is the best position to put me in, the best position to help our defense have success, that's where I'll go. It doesn't really matter much to me.
Hey, JJ, how are you?
Mark, how are you, buddy?
Good, man. A couple things. One, what was it like for you when you reached the conclusion that it was time to leave Houston? And the second part of my question is, can you look back on some of your favorite moments when you were playing here with the Texans?
Yeah, it was extremely difficult. I mean, 10 years with Houston and the relationship that was built and the bond that I feel with that city is unlike anything I ever could have imagined or expected. And I realized that that's special and that's rare. I'm so thankful for it. I mean, I truly feel like the city of Houston is my family. Those people will forever have a place in my heart, and I will forever consider it a home. It is, nobody can really fully understand it unless you were there and you've been through it. I will love that place forever. And then moving on, obviously, was difficult to do, and it's never easy, but, very excited about new beginnings and very excited about where I'm headed here in Arizona and looking forward to building and cultivating that bond with the Arizona fan base.
Hey, JJ, I think fans first started maybe getting excited about this when they saw DeAndre Hopkins' Instagram post of the two of you together in Cardinals jerseys. How much did that help with the recruiting process, and what's it mean to reunite with DeAndre?
Yeah, I mean, it never hurts to have one of the best wide receivers in the game going out there and stumping for you, you know, and especially a guy who's a friend and I've known for a very long time. It doesn't hurt to have a guy that can catch a ball anywhere on the field and score touchdowns and catch a Hail Mary over three guys. You know, that doesn't hurt either to have on your team. I'm very excited to be back on the team with him. I'm very excited to be able to have a front row seat to watching the plays that he makes, especially with him and Kyler connecting and some of the things that they're able to do between the two of them on the field in Cliff's offense. So I'm excited about that, and I'll be nice to have a little Gatorade on the bench and just watch them go to work.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, JJ, just wanted to get your thoughts on Vance Joseph and what about his system makes this an attractive system to play in.
I had a great time with Vance early in my career. He's a great coach, very, very knowledgeable, great command of the system, his players. He knows how to handle the guys. He's a great coach, so that has its own merits to it. And then obviously the scheme that he runs is a scheme I'm very familiar with. something that I'm very excited to play in again, trying to get a lot of one-on-ones, trying to get guys freed up so that you have that opportunity to go get after the passer. Well, you know, rush and coverage work in tandem together. And so we get covering on the back end and we get a rush up front to make them get the ball out quicker. All things are going to help each other be better. So it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to that.
How far do you think this team is away from, you know, a deep playoff run and or a Super Bowl?
How far away? I mean, a few months. You got to get to the season before you can get to the playoffs, right? So I'm just looking forward to getting out there on the field and getting to work. You don't set your goal for the championship 4, 5, 6 years down the road. You set it for this year. So that's the goal.
JJ, on the Texas overlap note, Kyler had shared a picture of y'all meeting when he was, I think, a senior in high school. Was that the first time you guys met? And how much had you followed his career between now and then?
Yeah, that was the first time we met. I believe it was at a Gatorade dinner back when he was Gatorade High School like Player of the Year. And I think I was actually presenting the award to him that night or something like that. So it's pretty wild now to be on the same team. But I've obviously seen his career. He's had an unbelievable career. He's an incredible athlete. And what he's been able to accomplish, he's been a winner at every stage of his life. And that's not a coincidence. You're a winner because of the way that you work and because of the aura that you give off and because of the talent that you have. And I think that he has all of those things, and he's going to continue to win and continue to have success. And that's a part of the reason that I'm here. I told him yesterday in a text, I said, I'm here because I believe in you. And so I'm here. You have to have a quarterback in this league to have a chance, and he's our guy, and I'm looking forward to going out there and playing with him.
I'm wondering right now what your sentiments are for Deshaun Watson. Obviously, you and him and others there built so much, and all of the guys who have left in the past couple, 3 years. What are you thinking about when you think about Deshaun and where it could go for him?
Let's hear J.J. Watt's message for Deshaun Watson, because he had one. You're going to hear it coming up. Plus, two potential destinations for Deshaun Watson as the standoff continues. Starting to clear some cap space. J.J.'s message to Deshaun and teams making moves next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.